the Ralph Winterroad Show. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, out of Alaska, truth seeker of the far north. Nice gloomy day in Alaska. No snow. I'm not sure what Santa Claus is going to do up here in the fictional world. I have a very special guest on that I'd like to welcome. It is Lindsey Williams. He's an ordained Baptist minister, and he's authored several books. The Energy Non-Crisis is an astounding informational book of the amount of oil that's in Alaska. And he was present firsthand up in Alaska on Prudhoe Bay in 1974 through 1976. So I'd like to welcome you to the show. Lindsey, are you there?
Good afternoon, Ralph, and thank you so very much for allowing me to be on your show. You know, I have some very special memories of the state of Alaska.
Are they good memories?
Oh, positively. I lived there for 12 years, had the privilege of being the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and really as a result of that, wrote six books, all because of what I learned up there. So you're definitely in the right place, and it's a privilege to be on with you this afternoon when gasoline prices are between $3 and $4 a gallon. The price of food has gone up 21% since January the 1st. The American dollar is plummeting through the floor, and if there's ever a time that it has to do with oil, it's right now.
Well, I would like to hold all callers, at least during the first hour, because I'd like to, you're the one to best delineate out how these things that you've just brought up are all related. So why don't you start telling us, and I think we're going to hear some astounding information. And then, of course, I've got some questions like, are there any senators or representatives that are interested, and why is nobody interested? Can we believe you? But why don't you proceed forward in the best way you would like to get this information out, because you're the person that knows the information firsthand.
Well, Rob, it's quite interesting that you would introduce it that way, because somebody asked me the other day. They said, your book, The Energy Non-Crisis, why don't you have a glossary in it? Where you got your information from, where you secured it, and so on. I said, because my book is quite different than other books. You see, most authors go out, research other authors' materials, try to go to the library, Internet, every place else imaginable to get information. I said, quite to the contrary. I said, the difference in my story and most other stories is I lived it. I was there. And I write from what I actually saw and heard. So I'll just begin, if you don't mind, Ralph, back where it began with me, and that's when they built the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. And it just so happens that the very year that they announced they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, I went to Alaska as a missionary. I had been a pastor of a church in Hollywood, Florida for 12 years. And when I arrived in Alaska to do aviation mission out in the bush country, they announced they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline and that 25,000 pipeliners were going to converge on the state of Alaska to build that 4-foot diameter, 800-mile pipeline from Prudhoe Bay up on the Arctic Ocean to Valdez in southern Alaska. Now, just think for a moment, Ralph. If you were a Baptist missionary and you just arrived on the mission field, and you heard that 25,000 of the cussinest, orneriest, drinkinest, carousinest, wicked folks on the face of the earth were going to converge on your state to build a pipeline, well, that was the first thing that came to my mind. Was I'm sure the first thing that would have come to your mind, they must need some spiritual guidance. So I went to Alyeska Pipeline Service Company. That was a consortium of nine major oil companies that were going to build the pipeline. And I said, don't you need a chaplain on the pipeline? Well, they laughed at me at first. They said, we never had a chaplain on any pipeline in the world. We wouldn't know what to do with you. I just kept going back and back and back. I guess persistence paid off. And so after a while, they said, okay, we'll give you the northern seven camps from Prudhoe Bay down to Galbraith Lake. Just go up there and see what you can do. I'm quite sure they thought I'd turn around, come home in short order.
Hold this thought right there. I'll hear the music, and be sure and stay tuned for some astounding information. You're not going to believe it. It's unbelievable. It's amazing how the truth can be so unbelievable. We'll be back in a minute with Lindsey Williams.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit Winterode II, back with the Ralph Winterode Show, and we have Lindsey Williams, honored to have him today, and he was just relating to us how he was attempting to get to Prudhoe Bay through the Alyeska pipeline. Why don't you continue forward, Lindsey?
Well, Ralph, I'm sure that you have seen that Trans-Alaska oil pipeline because you're not located too far from it.
I worked the Alyeska pipeline. I was the lead technician for Page Communication from 1980 to 1985, and I worked all the way from Prudhoe Bay to Valdez, installed cameras, the security cameras, and I'm very familiar with it. I even got flown out to, I think it was called Gull Island, off of the Prudhoe Bay area there, and that was real hush-hush on all of the oil that they'd found, but go on ahead.
Well, you know exactly what kind of people pipeliners are. They've traveled the world working pipelines everywhere, and I think they met up to every expectation that I had heard about them when I arrived on the pipeline. Well, I can hear you laughing, so I know exactly what you're thinking. So anyway, I went to Alyeska and I said, don't you need a chaplain? Well, finally they allowed me to have the Northern Seven Camps. So I, about 6 months later, Mr. R.H. King, personnel relations man with Alyeska, came to me and he said, chaplain, we never knew the value of a chaplain on a pipeline. He said, we never had one before. We didn't know what to do with you. But he said, you are saving us thousands of dollars of counseling fees we aren't having to pay. And he said, you're helping the atmosphere so much in the camps. He said, we have just voted to give you executive status and make life a little easier for you on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. I said, well, Mr. King, what does that mean? He said, you can go any place you wish, see anything you'd like to see, give you your own vehicle, you can travel at will. And he said, we would like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. And I had not the slightest idea, Ralph, what I was getting into. Well, for the next 3 years, by the providence of God, I actually sat with the elitist of the world who control the world. People that you hear about in the World Bank, in the IMF, the top oil company officials of the world, lived in executive dorms at Prudhoe Bay, sat across the dinner table from them, had an opportunity to analyze them on their own basis. You know, if someone had asked me back in 1970 when I first went to the pipeline, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, I would have laughed at them. And I would have said, who are you, a John Bircher? If someone had said to me, after I wrote my book, Energy Non-Crisis, lived my experience with the elitist of the world for 3 years, do you believe there's a group of people who tell the president what to do, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil in any given day, and control the currencies of the world, I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat and listened to them talk about it. I heard them talk about a 30-year plan, an agenda that they had for the world, and I have watched it carried out by these elitists exactly like they said they were going to do it, meticulously in every detail. Nothing happens by chance. I think I can emphatically say that in politics, in the monetary situation of the world, the price of gasoline at the gas pump, nothing ever happens by chance. It's all by design plan, and it's orchestrated a long time in advance. So as I look back on those times...
In these meetings... that there were people present in these meetings that were not just the oil companies. There were people of maybe IMF and World Bank also in these meetings?
Yes, that's true. They were there, and they are a part of the elitist.
Okay, go ahead.
So I watched them carry out the plan that they had designed meticulously. So often people ask me the question, in light of all the things that you saw up there, is there a shortage of crude oil? I'd like to answer emphatically, no, positively not. There's plenty. The second most plentiful liquid on Earth is crude oil. Now, just think about it for a moment. Water is the most plentiful liquid on the face of the Earth. The second most plentiful liquid is crude oil. And I have to go back to what the governor of the state of Alaska said. He was on the Bill Maher TV show. And he said, quote, there is potentially enough crude oil on the north slope of Alaska to last the United States of America for 200 years. And he's correct. There's plenty there. On the north slope of Alaska, Mr. Ken Fromm told me one time, he said there is as much crude oil here as there is in Saudi Arabia. So there is no shortage whatsoever. There is no reason for the price of gasoline to be $3 and $4 a gallon at the gas pump. We could have back that great American dream again, and all it would take would be some honesty in Washington, D.C. The only shortage there is a shortage of honesty on the part of our president, vice president, and Congress. And we have an oil president and an oil vice president. They know the issues. They know that oil is up there, but they wouldn't dare allow the American people to have it, because they can't. And in the course of the program, be sure and have your pencils and paper handy, because I'm going to tell you why they cannot allow the American people to have the crude oil from the north slope of Alaska. So we have plenty. This was illustrated so well by Senator Hugh Chance from the state of Colorado, who writes the foreword to my book, The Energy Non-Crisis. Senator Chance and I had been good friends for a number of years prior to my going to the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. And after I got there and saw what I was seeing, I was just dumbfounded. And so I contacted Senator Chance, and I said, if I can get permission for you to come to the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, will you come up here and see what I'm seeing? I need somebody with credibility to know this story. in case it ever has to be verified. He said, oh, sure. So I went to the executives of Alyeska, and I said, can I invite a state senator to Alaska to be with me for 1 week on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline? They said, oh, sure, be more than happy for him to come up here. Said, we'll give him a dorm room, and said, yeah, that would be marvelous. Well, I did, and he stayed there for 1 week. He was answered every question he ever asked. I mean, they did not withhold one thing from him. Everything that he wanted to know, they showed him mock-ups of the field. They showed him how much oil was there. They described the pipeline. They went over every detail meticulously. And then I shall never forget the day that Hugh Chance left Alaska and went back to Colorado. He said to me, he said, Lindsay, I can hardly believe what I've seen and heard here today and this week. I said, Hugh, what do you mean? He said, Lindsay, I was sitting in the Senate of the state of Colorado when the men came from Washington, D.C. to brief us as state senators as to the gasoline shortage and crisis and why there were long lines at the gas pump. He said, from what I have seen and heard here this week, what has been told me by these oil company officials, I have come to realize that almost everything that I was told by those men who came from Washington, D.C., in those top-level briefings in the Senate of Colorado where I was sitting, that almost everything they told me was the exact opposite of what the truth really is. He said, I was intentionally lied to by men from Washington, D.C., he said, there is enough crude oil here to supply for the United States of America. Then Senator Hugh Chance wrote the foreword to my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, stating that these things were true and lending great credibility to the book. And I'm sure that when you were there, Ralph, you must have seen some of the same things back in those days.
Well, I did. And interestingly enough, though, is these big oil finds like Gull Island. Do you know, have they ever put a pipeline out to Gull Island off that area?
No, they haven't. In fact, that was going to be my next subject as to why they haven't put one there. And there's a reason why. And I was actually told so by Mr. Ken Frum, who was the senior executive with Atlantic Richfield that produced the entire east side of the Prudhoe Bay oil field. But, yeah, what did you hear?
Well, when I went out there, when I was phoning out the radio, they said it was just real hush-hush, but they said there was a monumental oil find, and this was back in about 83, somewhere along in there, 84, when I was up there on that particular instance. And it was just all hush-hush, and of course, I was low man on a totem pole. You know, I'm just a communications tech, but, you know, you get flown around, and, you know, you rub shoulders with a lot of these people, but it was well known that they were sitting on a great big pool of oil, but nobody would delineate about the size of it or anything. It was all hush-hush.
And until this day, not one drop of oil has been released from the Gull Island oil field to the refineries of America, and there's a reason why. So let me go in, if I may, how I saw what I saw that day.
Sure.
I remember
Yes,
go ahead.
I thought I heard the music, but go on ahead.
Yeah, I think the year was about 1976. I walked into Arco Base Camp one morning, and standing at the door was Mr. Jim Lawler. He said, hey, Chaplain, would you like to see something exciting today? And I said, Jim, sure, I'm always in for excitement. He said, come on, hop in the pickup truck, and let's go out to West Dock, where they bring the big flotilla in every year. And he said, have you noticed that place out there off in the Arctic Ocean about 3 or 4 miles, Gull Island? I said, yes. I've seen the big rig out there drilling for about a year. He said, we're going to release some oil from that pool today. He said, we think we have found a monstrous new oil find. Well, he mentioned all the details of it, perforation to the pipe, depth of the field, what the size, what they thought it was, and so on as we rode along. And finally, when we got to West Dock, he stood there for a few moments, and all of a sudden, there was a big black plume of smoke went up into the sky, and he got excited. And he said, come on, hop in the pickup truck. Let's head back to base camp. He said, I want to see what the details are. Well, we arrived back at base camp, walked up to the second floor of Arco Base, and that was where Ken Fromm's office was. And he walked right on in, and when I got to the door, I stopped. I knew better than to walk in that room. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Now, I knew who these men were because I'd rubbed shoulders with them over the past 2 years, and I looked into his office, and here stood the top 8 oil company officials of the world. I mean, this was a group of elite that I'd never seen put together quite like it into one place at one time.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad again, back to the Ralph Winterroad Show, and honored to have Lindsay Williams, and continue on about the, you were talking about the oil find on Gull Island.
Well, Ralph, Gull Island, which you said you actually went out to on a helicopter one time, that day I watched that field proven, and when I arrived at the door of the office of Mr. Ken Fromm that day, I didn't dare go in. I looked in there, and here were the top 8 oil company officials of the world. And I just stood there. I didn't walk in until I was invited. Finally, Mr. Fromm said to me, come on in, Chaplain. He said, it doesn't matter. It'll be okay. And so I walked in, and I've never seen such excited oil company officials in my life. And these men were in the know. These were the oil top oil people. And finally, Mr. Fromm looked over at me, and he said, Chaplain, we have just done it. I said, Ken, you've just done what? He said, we have just drilled into, proven, and found the largest pool of oil in North America. He said, maybe the largest pool of oil in the world. He said, it should be headlines on every newspaper in America tomorrow morning. America, energy independent. No more Arab oil needed. He said, we have everything we need right here. All we need to do is bring it to the refineries of America. Well, needless to say, I left that room that afternoon, and the first thing I wanted to do was see the headlines on the first Wien flight that brought in Anchorage newspaper the next morning. I was sure it would be what Ken Fromm had said. And I went back over to base camp very early that morning. I arrived at the door, and I'd hardly gotten to the inside the front door good, and the security guard caught me. He said, "Chaplain, I've been told the moment you get here to go immediately up to Mr. Fromm's office. Don't you say a word to anybody, not even me." He said, "Just go up there and sit down." I said, "Well, what have I done wrong?" He said, "Never mind. Just go up there and sit down." And in a few moments, Mr. Fromm walked in, closed the door, and said, "Chaplain, I'm sorry I allowed you in that room yesterday." He said, "That information has best been ordered classified." And he said, "There'll be no oil released from Gull Island anytime soon." And I said, "But, Ken, why not?" I said, this is monumental for America. I said, this could change our economy. I said, why aren't you going to release this oil for the American people? He said, "Well, Chaplain, just to be honest with you," he said, "we can't release that oil until we get to crude oil to the price where we want it to go." And I said, "Okay, Ken, where do you want the price of crude oil to go?" At the time, it was $32 a barrel. And he wouldn't answer my question. So I've wondered for a number of years where they want the price of crude oil to go to before they release the oil from Gull Island. They did cap the wells out there, and nothing has ever been done to bring that to the refineries of America. But something very unusual happened after that. After the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline was finished, my book, Energy Non-Crisis, came out, and I tried my best to write it as to what I had seen. Of course, I'm a minister, not an oil patch man. And just after my book actually came out in print, I was at my home in Kosciuszko, Alaska one day, and I had a phone call, and on the other end of the line was none other than Mr. Ken Fromm. I mean, he was irate. He was literally beside himself. I've never heard a person talk quite like he did. And I said, "Ken, what in the world is wrong?" He said, "Lindsay, Atlantic Richfield just fired me." I said, "What? You're a career man. You're only a short ways away from retirement. Atlantic Richfield fired you?" He said, "Yes." He said, "They found out that I was the one that allowed you in that room that day, and you wrote a chapter in your book entitled Gull Island Will Blow Your Mind." And he said, "It had angered them so much they fired me." Now, he said, "I am so upset at Atlantic Richfield that I want to do something for you." He said, "You are a minister, not an oil patch man." And he said, "I want to volunteer to rewrite your book for you." And I said, "What do you mean, Ken, rewrite my book?" He said, "Well, there are just a few things in it that are not letter perfect." And he said, "I'd like to correct all your mistakes." And he said, "I might even write a new chapter for you." And I said, "Okay." Well, Ken and I sat down together for about a month, and he completely rewrote my book, Energy Non-Crisis, took out every mistake that was in it, and wrote a chapter in the book himself personally, "If Gull Island Doesn't Blow Your Mind, This Will." Well, after the second edition of the book came out, it wasn't long after that, and I had another phone call. And who do you think was on the line? You guessed it, Ken Fromm. And he said, "Lindsay, I sure am glad I did for you what I did when I did," because he said, "You see, Atlantic Richfield has just hired me back, given me quite an increase in pay, a much larger retirement, and has said that I shouldn't give you any more information." So he said, "Wish you the best and hope you can get the information out." Well, Ralph, I'm quite sure that you remember back in those days that the oil companies buy most anybody anytime they want to.
That's right.
So that's exactly what they did with Ken Fromm. And
how do you spell his last name?
F-R-O-M. F is in Fox, R-O-M.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he was a week on,
Atlantic Richfield was?
The what now?
What was his position at ARCO?
Oh, he was the senior executive who actually was 1 week on and 1 week off with another gentleman and produced the entire east side of the Prudhoe Bay oil field. He was responsible for it all. In fact, he built the cracking plant at Prudhoe Bay, which is adjacent to ARCO base, and was the first person up there in the early days when they began.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember up there when I was there, they had it divided into two. You had to go through security for the east side for ARCO, and then BP had their security for the other side out towards Caparic and those fields out that direction.
Yes, because that was BP on the west side and Atlantic Richfield on the east side.
Hear the music, and when we have a long section now, so stay tuned. And it's unbelievable what we're hearing here. And this is firsthand information. This is not research hearsay. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, True Seeker of the Far North out of Alaska, and I'm honored today to have Lindsay Williams, first-hand information of oil that's in Alaska. I've been to that island. I know that island. I will swear on a stack of Bibles. It's there, folks. They found oil. How much? I don't know. Wasn't privy to it. And according to Lindsay, which I believe, it's never been tapped, so the question is, why? What is going on in America when we have all of this oil and we're being held hostage, and by who? And like the Wizard of Oz, who is sitting behind the little curtain? Why don't you continue on, Lindsay, with the information that you're providing, with first-hand information. Go ahead.
Well, Ralph, I would imagine that most people out there in the listening audience at this point are asking, can America be energy independent from foreign oil? And I say emphatically, yes. If the oil alone from Gull Island were allowed to come to the refineries of America. Now, you remember that that Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline corridor was built to accommodate three pipelines, two crude oil and one natural gas. Now, it would not affect the ecology in any manner whatsoever to build the other pipelines down that same corridor. And if the Gulf Island oil were allowed to come to the refineries of America, within a year and a half's time, we could have the price of gasoline down to $1.50 a gallon. We could have back the great American dream. All those things that you and I have thought of that America should be could be again. And not only that, but the third pipeline that was that Carter was designed for was a natural gas pipeline. And they never built that either, because after they built the first pipeline, they had everything there, the equipment, the men, everything necessary, and they were ready to build the other two pipelines, and the federal government said, no, you stop it. You're not going to build any more. And they had to dismantle everything and send it home. And that pipeline that was natural gas was never built. As a result, now, this, folks, when you think about the price you're paying for heating your home this winter, consider what your government did to you back in 1977 and 78. They wanted to build a natural gas pipeline, and the government of the United States of America said no. Right now, every day at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, every 24 hours, 1 billion, you heard me correctly, not million, 1 billion cubic feet of natural gas are being pumped back into the ground every 24 hours because they have no place to put it. They won't allow them to burn it off because of the ecologist, and they can't send it to America because they would not allow them to build another pipeline and bring it to our country. And natural gas is the cleanest source for the generating of electricity. Doesn't affect the ecology like hydroelectric or anything else. It is the cleanest source of generating electricity there is, and yet they would not let them bring it to the American people. Now, Kermit, Ralph, you may relate to this. There are, and folks, you can check this out so that you know what I'm saying is true. There are 47, that's correctly, 47 747-type jet aircraft engines used at Prudhoe Bay to pump that 1 billion cubic feet of natural gas back into the ground every day. And there's enough natural known supply of natural gas at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, to supply the entire United States of America for over 200 years if every other source of natural gas in America were cut off at the projected rate of increased consumption. Yet your gas bills are going up every winter, and they do not allow it to come to the American people. And this has been 35 years ago, and they're still pumping it back into the ground every day. So, yes, America could be energy independent. America could be natural gas independent. And there's no reason for it except, and that's what we'll get into in just a few moments' time, what is it that they are doing, and why are they doing all of this, and where are they going with the price of gasoline at the gas pump? They have an agenda. They know where it's going. I said many years ago that they were going to take the price of a gallon of gasoline to $3 a gallon. And people used to call in on radio talk shows and laugh at me and say, if it ever goes to that price, it'll break the United States of America and people won't have food on the table. Well, I'm telling you now where it's going because, you see, Mr. Ken Fromm, the day that I saw Gull Island brought in, and heard him say that they had ordered that classified. And I asked Ken Fromm the question. I said, Ken, where do you want the price of crude oil to go before you release the Gull Island oil? He didn't tell me. He said, Lindsay, I can't tell you that. Well, I know where it is now. You listen to the buzzwords of the elitists. And one of the first things that I learned when I lived with these super elite at Prudhoe Bay for 3 years was to listen to their buzzwords. They tell you everything they're going to do, but they say it in words that the average person can't understand. And later on, I found out where they want the price of gasoline to go at the gas pump and where they're going to take it. They want $150 a barrel gasoline, $150 a barrel crude oil, before they release the Gull Island field. Now, they have it already to right close to $100 a barrel. They want $150 a barrel before they're going to release the oil at Prudhoe Bay on Gull Island, before they release the oil in that monstrous oil find that they have found in Utah. I mean, why should they release crude oil when at $80 and $90 a barrel, or $32 a barrel it was back in those days, when they can get $150 a barrel for it. So mark my words, if I happen to be back on Ralph's program next year, and oil is $150 a barrel, you're going to say, Ralph, you had a profit on your program. I'm going to say, no, I'm not a profit. I just happened to be there the day that I saw that brought in, and I've heard them say since then from the informants that I have where they want a barrel of oil to go to before they're going to release that oil. And they do it all
the time. Let me interrupt here. You have a standing. Do you have any information you want on my show? You just give me a call, and you will be on the show.
Well, thank you, Ralph. I do appreciate that very much. And you're going to see these things happen. Let me just give you an example of one of these elitists and how they do what they do. I happen to be watching Good Morning America one morning. I don't often watch TV. Everything on it is so staged, and they know exactly what they're doing ahead of time and how they're trying to brainwash the American people. But I watched Good Morning America one morning, and they, of all things, Mr. George Bush Sr., Daddy Bush, was being interviewed. And the person went through the whole interview, finally came to the end, and asked him a question. He said, well, Mr. Bush, I'd like to ask you a final question. Do you watch the morning news every day? You know, Mr. Bush was such a bold, blatant, he told everything he thought, you know, Mr. New World Order, the first one to ever introduce those words publicly in America in a big way. And he spoke up whenever they asked him, do you watch the morning news every morning? And he said, no, I don't. I could tell that the interviewer was literally startled by what he said. And they finally got their composure and came back and said, well, Mr. Bush, may I ask why you don't? And he said, sure, I already know what it's going to be. Because
and
he,
you know, that
is,
there reeks of like the V for Vendetta. The news, all they do is report the news that the government make that creates. They already know.
Yeah, so he knew exactly what it was going to be. This guy was so bold and blatant with his New World Order and 1,000 points of light and buzzwords everywhere. And so, yeah, he knew exactly what it was going to be. Well, the elitist, they have an agenda. They know exactly where you're going. So then it would come down to the point then, okay, if the price of gasoline is going at the gas pump, whenever it gets to be $150 a barrel, what is the price at the gas pump going to be? It's going to be $9 to $11 a gallon. You better prepare. I will give some solutions when we come to the end of the program. Now, I hope you'll have pencils and paper handy. I'm not going to give them now. But after I get through with all of the details that I'm going to give, by all means, have pencils and paper ready, because if you prepare now, you won't have anything to be concerned about later. So let's go back then to who controls the price of a gallon of gasoline. Mr. Ken Fromm, I'll never forget, it was probably 1984, and I was sitting in the living room of my house in Kasilof, Alaska, and I had a phone call one day, and the other end of the line was Ken Fromm, and I knew I wasn't supposed to be talking to him because Atlantic Richfield had hired him back a number of years prior to that. And Ken was very jovial. And, you know, Ralph, there's one thing about these elitists. They put on their britches just like you and I do every morning. They may be humans, but they're proud, and they're haughty, and they're arrogant, and they think they own the world. And I remember that morning Ken was very talkative, and he greeted me. And then finally he said, Chaplain, how would you like for your audiences to think that you're a prophet? I said, Ken, what do you mean? Ken knew I was a Christian. He knew where I stood. And I said, what do you mean? He said, do you have any speaking engagements anytime soon? And I said, yes. I'm going to start out in Seattle, Washington next week and wind up in Southern California 3 months later, speaking almost every day. And he said, well, Chaplain, every place you go, he said, why don't you tell your audiences that the price of crude oil is going to $10 a barrel? Now, you'll remember back about 1984, the price of crude oil was $32, $35 a barrel. And we knew that it had to stay there in order for the Arabs to be able to support their welfare state that they had created and give everybody everything. And I said, Ken, no, you can't do that. I said, if the price of crude oil went to $10 a barrel, it would break the Arabs. And he said, our chaplain, he said, come on now. He said, get off of it. You know the Arabs don't have anything to do with the price of a barrel of oil. He said, we just let them think they do. Now, he said, I'm telling you, the price of crude oil is going to $10 a barrel. I said, okay. Well, I began my speaking round the next week, and every place I went, I told the people the price of crude oil is going to $10 a barrel. Sometimes I actually have my audiences break out laughing at me. And about 3 or 4 weeks later, it did. Didn't quite make it to 10. It went to $11 a barrel. My phone almost rang off the hook. And everybody said, you're a prophet. And I said, no, I'm not. I said, I just happen to know the people who are doing it. Supply and demand has nothing to do with the price of gasoline at the gas pump. It all has to do with those who control the price of a barrel of oil, the people who sit behind the computers in New York and London every day and tell the whole world what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil on any given day. These people who control the world, what kind of people are they? Well, I wrote a book about that. It's entitled Syndrome of Control. And I decided that I need to tell the world the mindset of these people, because the average person has not the slightest idea how these people think. I'll never forget one day, Ralph. I had been around these people all day long. Started out that morning with the breakfast with the National Secretary Treasurer of Exxon, was probably some congressman that afternoon, and who knows who else. It was just part of my job as a chaplain to do those things, and oh my gracious, was I learning some things. And I remember that night I was so exasperated. Now keep in mind, I'd been brought up in a very devout Christian home. I was a pastor of a church for 12 years in Florida. And all of a sudden, I'm out of that godly environment and thrown in this den of thieves. It almost made me beside myself at times. I remember that night I went back to my dorm room. I laid down on my bed. I looked up at the ceiling, and I literally cried out to God. And I said, oh, God, how can there be such dastardly people on the face of this earth that will by design plan intentionally control and manipulate nations and people? These elitists know where they're going. They know what they're doing. They feel that they have a God-given right, because we little peons out here don't have enough sense to be able to run the world. And they feel that they know enough that they have a right to do it. And I don't know, Ralph, whether you ever had an opportunity as you flew around or not to be with some of these people, but did you, and what did you think of them?
Well, I actually, in another capacity, I did get involved with some of these areas, and I saw the corruption that was going on, and for another company, and I said, we're not going there. I said, once we cross that line, there's no going back. And I got in business in Alaska with the Winter Telecom. I had the largest communications company. And I had occasion to deal with VECO, which is the, you're probably aware of all of the, some of the senators or some of the representatives, and hopefully some senators and others, of the criminality that's been going on in Alaska, and some of them have been convicted. And I have been offered money. I've met with some of these people behind. I used to go to some of the special meetings that were closed in Anchorage of some of the movers and shakers. And I disinvolved myself from that. I said, I will supply you communications, but I don't want to know what you're doing, because what you're doing, not only is it illegal, it's criminal. And I just can't condone it. I don't want to know, and you're not going to tempt me. I'm not going there. And I went to parties where they actually had women there, scantily dressed, to entice you, to get you hooked, so that then you, if you were married, you're under their control. And I said, I'm not going there, folks. I'm just not doing it. It really exists. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. I've seen some of these people. I've been in meetings. I've listened. It's scary.
And they do anything necessary to accomplish the purpose that they want.
They do, and the almighty dollar, the love of money is the root of all evil. Boy, I'll tell you what, is there some validity to that one?
Yes, the name of the game is control, and manipulation of people.
And then what's more astounding is that, like you say, I listen to some of these speeches, and because I'm a legal researcher, and they're telling you the truth. They're telling us what they're doing to us. But the American people are so ignorant, and I've got to say so stupid, a lot of them, you can't wake them up. And that's the scary part of this. They're telling us what they're doing by using these buzzwords and by using very articulate language, English language, against us. And they're saying they're telling one story, and we're thinking that we're hearing something else.
Then we come down to, I guess, the one that has been most perpetrated upon the American people, total farce, and that is peak oil. Oh, my goodness, I hear this so often. Peak oil. What about peak oil? Well, let's go to what's happened at Prudhoe Bay, and you kind of elaborate on this also as I go along, Ralph. Back in 1977, when the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline flowed its first oil, it flowed 1.7 million barrels of oil every 24 hours. And the ecologists back in those days said, oh, there's the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline won't be flowing for about 20 years. They said the Prudhoe
Bay
oil...
Hold on just a minute there, Lindsay. I hear the music, and everybody stay tuned. And this is just absolutely astounding first-hand information, and we'll be back in a minute with Lindsay Williams.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is
Ralph Kermit Winterroad II back with the Ralph Winterroad Show, and I have Lindsay Williams on with information that's just absolutely astounding. It's shocking. And before we show the people for this hour, because this is a real short segment before the next hour starts, Lindsay, why don't you tell us how they can get a hold of you, where to call, and what homepage, and I also see you you're going to be a guest on, if I got this correct, Coast to Coast with George Norrie tomorrow night?
Yes. How did you happen to see that?
Well, I went to your homepage. The Internet is an amazing place to get information, true or fictional.
Well, thank you so much. Yes, I have the privilege of being on Coast to Coast AM tomorrow from midnight until 3 a.m. in the morning with George Norrie. He saw my DVD and was so elated. He said, I want you to give this material. And basically, I'm giving the same thing I'm giving here tonight. If you wish, and I hope that you will, I've just finished producing 9 DVDs. That's correct. But I don't even want to suggest to you that you buy them, because you couldn't afford them if you wanted to. There's 15 hours of DVD viewing, and I only charge for 4 of them. And I give you 5 DVDs as a gift. That's correct. I cover every subject beginning in 1960 and go all the way through 2007. There's not a stone left unturned. I hope that you will allow me to give you my survival guide. We've just produced one, and it's a gift. It's free of charge. Now, what happens is you purchase my 4 DVDs. I will give you 5 additional DVDs as a gift. I will give you a copy of my book, In a Genon Crisis, and give you a copy of my book, You Can Live, 263 pages, full color cover, beautiful book, and the survival guide is free regardless of whether you get the DVDs or not. Just call this number. The number is toll free, 800-321-2900. Now, I'm just skimming the surface here. I'm barely touching the subject. Everything from what's happening to the American farmer. Do you realize they cannot tend their crops past $3 a gallon of diesel fuel and make a profit? You need to know what's happening to the food supply. Banking, the intricate details of the cartel. You need to know where the price of crude oil is going and what's happening to all of these things in 9 DVDs, 15 hours of digital DVD viewing, not CDs, DVDs. You watch it in your home. It's a library, a family library, but you only purchase 4 of them. I give you everything else free of charge as a gift because I'm so concerned about our nation. And again, that number is 800-321-2900. At least call and let us give you the survival guide. We'll even pay the shipping on it so that you will know what to do in case of an emergency of every kind that may take place in America, including financial. But then, of course, ask them about my DVDs, if you will, also. Ralph?
And you have a home page, which is LW for Lindsay Williams Oil, LWOIL.com.
Yes, that's my website. Go there, if you will. And if you need to leave a message, you can. You can also purchase from there, push the DVDs, but I'd suggest you call and get the survival guide. The only place you can get that is by using our 800 number.
This is so critical that our constitutional republic is coming down just like Rome did.
Yes, it is.
From within.
And someone said the other day, they said Rome was so strong that no one could destroy it except Rome itself. And that's exactly what's happened to the United States of America. It is such a great country with such a marvelous constitution and such a fabulous history that nobody can bring America down but America itself. And $9 trillion national debt that we'll talk about in the next hour is coming down fast.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back next hour with Lindsay Williams. And if this isn't amazing information, I don't know what we could do. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few minutes. With